You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Idaho's first affordable housing community built entirely out of shipping containers is finally set with four families moved in. The new community called Windy Court is located in West Boise. Numerous community partners collaborated to make this happen. And joining us live in studio today to talk more about this are Bart Cochran. He is the executive director of Leap Charities, and Scott Flynn, CEO of Indie Dwell. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Gemma.
Yeah, thank you.
So we all know that housing is a huge issue in, I mean, across the country, in particular, you know, here in Idaho. I mean, for example, in Ada County, we know that median home prices went up by more than 12% just last year. So how then does this play into what you do? And let's start with you, Bart, with Leap Charities and your organization.
Sure, yeah. We consider ourselves a creative, affordable housing provider. So most of these just come out of some sort of a challenge that we're trying to solve. This project specifically is funded through the National Housing Trust Fund, mm-hmm. which actually serves people who make 30% of area median income. So if you think about affordable housing, that's usually 80% or less. This is one of the hardest to serve populations because of the low income. To give just what that means, 30% of area median income for Boise family of four mm-hmm. is about $25,000 a year. That would be a full-time worker at $12 an hour, or think one person at minimum wage full-time and maybe another person in the family working part-time at minimum wage. So those families that make that kind of income are really hard hit, mm-hmm. especially in this market. So they were already hard hit, but as Boise becomes more and more attractive, it's just harder and harder to access housing. So we were really angling at how do we not only serve affordable low-income families, but how do we serve extremely low-income families? And so with the National Housing Trust Fund, it gave us an opportunity to do that. And in addition, the land for this Windy Court project was actually donated to us.
Right, which is incredible that someone would do that. And then, Scott, you've been on the program before when you were first starting Indie Dwell. But for people that aren't familiar with your organization, I mean, you build homes out of shipping containers.
That's correct. Yeah, we're a public benefit corporation mm-hmm. that builds healthy, durable, sustainable, and energy-efficient homes out of shipping containers.
And we should be clear, I mean, these are beautiful homes. This is not something where, even though someone is low income, that they are living in what someone may think of as a shipping container.
That's correct. When they walk into one of our homes, the first thing we notify them is that they are in a shipping container or multiple. And that usually opens some people's eyes because unless we didn't tell you, you would not know.
Mm-hmm. So talk to me about this collaboration because it took a lot. I mean, as you said, Bart, donated land, federal funding, Indie Dwell coming on board. I mean, how do you make something like this happen?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's sort of a string that just ties it all together. Our organization was started because we were a for-profit company that said, hey, we got to do real estate differently. And we started donating the top 10% to Leap Charities. Leap Charities had funding to start to incubate these ideas and these partnerships. And as we, based on our experience with affordable housing, there's a couple of elements we were looking for when we created the units. And one of those was we love durability, sustainability. So those boxes got checked pretty right off the bat. But one of the lesser known items is like a market appeal. So we don't want to create affordable housing for folks that we'd say, oh, that's low income housing. It's adequate.
Right.
We want it to be attractive. We want people to be excited about living there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the neat things about Scott as a high-end builder himself, and then moving into the Indie Dwell space, he created a product that people really want. People are excited about, and just it looks it's modern, it's sleek, it's attractive. So all those great elements you get in a high-end home are brought down into a kind of a small space, mm-hmm. and we've created kind of the right kind of fit for folks.
So with these four homes, Scott, talk to me about like the space itself. Like how large are they? How many bedrooms? I mean, what are people getting?
So we use containers that are 8 feet wide and 40 feet long. And so they're each 320 square feet. In Bart's case, we have three of them attached together. So you get a total of 960 square feet, four bedroom, two bath house. They're ADA accessible. So you can get wheelchairs easily in the home and into, it was two of the bedrooms and a bathroom. So, you know, we go out and we listen to the market and we say, all right, if we're going to deliver these houses at these affordable prices, what are the other criteria that we need to meet to make sure that there are clients being served?
And four families have moved in as of so far. And they do have to apply, basically, correct? I mean, they have to meet, as you said, I mean, certain criteria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So technically three have moved in. The fourth moves in next week, just finishing up some income verifications. We opened up the application process. We announced to the public. It got in the news. And we had people waiting out front of our office
at
7 a.m. And what we do is we accept them chronologically. So they come in and we timestamp the applications. And so we had 26 applications in 24 hours, and we just ended up closing the application process because at some point we were just giving false hope. We only have four units. But what's interesting, the program is 30% of area median income, but we also preference somebody in the family that's disabled or elderly. So it's sort of like all those compounding effects,
right?
Extremely low income and somebody in the family with disability and another preference is someone in the family that's elderly. So we kind of mix up the waiting list based on those preferences.
Okay.
So the disabled went to the top. And what we were surprised about is we had more applications than we expected with folks that needed a preference because of disability. And so those ADA features really came in handy. And I think that's really the epitome of our partnership together, because as we sort of looked at the plans that they had made, we said, hey, can we get an ADA bathroom in here? And he looked at me and said, hey, we need a 5-foot turnaround and we only have an 8-foot wide shipping container. So how do we do that? So they went back to the drawing board and they came up with a solution that makes these units really, really attractive, especially for the population we're serving.
And we're almost out of time, but I do want to ask, what is next? Are we going to see another development like this? I mean, when you have 26 applicants in 24 hours and four homes, the math doesn't work.
Well, Gemma, I always say that the only thing that stands between us and solving the affordable housing crisis is capital. So
there you go.
Good news is we've got capital for Windy Court number 2 in partnership with IndieDwell. So that we'll see some right next door. We purchased the site next door. We're going to do 4 more units. Hopefully folks will be in by the end of the summer. And then we're exploring possibly a couple other phases for the future.
You're doing good work. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Our guest today, Bart Cochran, Executive Director of Leap Charities, and Scott Flynn, CEO of IndieDwell. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters today. My producers, Samantha Wright and Richard Copeland. Our associate producers, Hannah Gardosky. It's Friday. I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday.